Once again, it's my honor and privilege to get to present to you the budget for the coming year. And I also want to thank everyone who helps with the church finances. Keith Smith is the co-treasurer and does so much of the work in the office. And he and Diane helped count the contribution along with Bill and Charlene Brown, Tom and Kim Vickery, and Tommy Jean Polk. A group that gets together and double checks everything and makes sure the deposit's ready to go. I appreciate that very much. The average for 2014 for the 48 Sundays that we count for the budget was we averaged $16,708 per Sunday, and that was more than the $16,500 that we had budgeted for the year, and we appreciate that. The amount for 2015, we have budgeted $16,758 for 48 Sundays, not counting the fifth Sundays. That's $804,000 budget for the year. Some of the things that we spend money on in the budget, you've seen some of these, I know, in the past. Benevolence category, we have in there money we send to disaster relief. Miscellaneous is those that come by and need financial assistance for something, you know, groceries, gas, in some of the utilities possibly. We try to help with people with those. Some of the money we send to the children's home is under that category also. Building and grounds, this is where we did have the largest budget increase this year. Because we have more building and grounds to take care of, there's more utilities, there's more insurance, there's more repairs and maintenance and supplies needed. Utilities were one thing that was the largest increase on that, and we're trying to look at some ways to keep that from getting any larger and hopefully save a little there. But those are some of the things that we spend money on for building and grounds, account for transportation repairs in that. Education. We had budgeted $13,500 for 2014. We didn't spend all of that. We budgeted $9,000 for 2015. We think that'll take care of our needs for literature, Vacation Bible School, and other miscellaneous supplies that are needed in our education program. Technology. We have multiple thousands of dollars worth of technology here in all our different areas of the building. This is just for the equipment and supplies that we hope will be needing this year. We won't need any more than that. We spent a little less than $6,500 in 2014, and so we budgeted that amount for 2015. Evangelism, speakers, that's just really our summer series. Charlie will be telling more about that in a minute. Other miscellaneous things, maybe an ad in the paper or something advertising something that we're going to be doing here in the building. But that's what that particular category is for, people who speak, guest speakers. Outreach, of course, we'd like to think nearly everything we do is outreach, but a lot of that is tracks and other miscellaneous expenses. We budgeted $3,200 in 2014. We didn't spend quite that much. We budgeted a little less this year. General expenditures. That's kitchen supplies, office supplies, postage, duplicator expense. We hope that will be less this year. We've budgeted a little less. As you can see, we're going to be emailing the bulletin. That'll cut back a lot on paper, postage, and duplicator expense. So I don't think we'll really spend that much. I hope we won't for 2015. Groups, Band-Aid Brigade, Ladies Day, Seniors, Men's Retreat. We have some money budgeted. We have budgeted a little more for 2015 in those categories and to make sure we don't go over in those. University class, we've got more budgeted for 2015. We hope to be doing some more things in there, supplies and literature, the two categories that we have in that. And we're prepared to do, we spend a little more than the $1,000 that we had budgeted for 2014, so we've increased that. Youth group, our youth group, the budget's the same. We spend about that much. Hopefully we'll be doing a lot of activities with them, Horizons and Youth Camp. And by the way, if you have a child that is wanting to participate in one of those, the Henderson Church will pay half of that expense. If you want to send one of them, you just tell the church office, get a form, and fill that out, and the church will pay half if you want to send a child to Horizons or Youth Camp. We want to encourage you to do that. Lads to Leaders is a program that we are involved in every year. It's a nice, you know, really nice thing, and we want to keep doing that. We also have money for retreats, some recreational events. The youth can go on a mission trip. They have lock-ins. They go to Evangelism University, the devotionals, and service projects, and other miscellaneous things. Our mission program is up just slightly, from 192, 350, 192, 930, basically the same amount. We have in New Zealand, John and Aaron Jones, China, John and Jennifer Harden, Sopot, Poland, Mike and Molly Davido, Peru, the Westmorelands are in Peru. And this year, we're going to start helping in Lewistown, Montana. Russell Epperson is there. His wife, Allison, is that her name? They are in Lewistown, Montana. We send money to Africa, Ufa, Russia. I think it cut a little of that slide off. We also have help with Korean work. Send money to FHU Bible Department. That's under Missions, Gospel Broadcasting Network, some special projects. We have medical missions. We are now going to Haiti. Oversight, that's to send someone to oversee a mission program that we feel may be needing to need a little supervision there or something. Hopefully that won't be necessary. Short-term missions, if you want to go on a short-term mission, and you're a member here or a college student that attends here regularly, you can apply through the missions committee and receive some money to go on a short-term mission, some assistance with that, and any other miscellaneous expense under missions. We have money for that. Payroll expenses. We had budgeted more in 2014 than we spent. We are budgeting $249,000 this year. Nine employees who will be on payroll, mostly part-time people who help. And we feel like we've got everyone in place and doing a great job. Our capital projects, that's for the building here. In 2014, we didn't start making payments really until February. And we will have, we make a roughly $204,000 worth of payments a year. The $139,000 that's budgeted for 2015 plus 3/5 Sundays should be able to pay our debt service on our building. We have made the first year's payments, almost all of the first year's payments now, on our new facility, and we currently owe about $2.6 million. We have 19 years left to pay that, and hopefully Chester County Bank will be gracious and extend that to us. Now, we have been, hopefully we'll also be able to do some other things. We still need to do some more remodeling in the old auditorium and things, and hopefully be able to do that in the near future. Just to tell you how much this facility costs total, by the time we began, all the architect fees and everything, about $4.5 million. We've actually paid already $1.9 million on this facility. We had money saved. People have given donations to it and everything. We owe $2.6 million. And also, if you count the $1.9 million we've paid on this and go back to when we started the activity center, we have had capital expenditures of roughly $4 million that we have undertaken and paid. And so the $2.6 million for the next 19 years doesn't really look that big if you look at it that way. And we feel like we'll be able to do that. Appreciate very much everyone's willingness to help us every year and meet the budget. Very thankful for that. Thank you.
Before I present 2015 worship plans, some of you who were not here last week, we passed out the bookmarkers, which we used something similar to this past year, but we once again be using bookmarkers. We'll be reading through the Bible. So if you were not here last week to get a bookmarker, there's some on the Lord's Supper table here, some out on a couple of tables in the Commons area, as well as the Information Center, or you may go by the church office and be able to pick one up. So this year, as I mentioned, we'll be reading through the Bible. It's going to be a little more challenging this year. For instance, yesterday we had the first five books of Joshua. This morning we had the first two books of Psalms. So some days are going to be pretty challenging. And that's important that we become more committed, planning ahead of time. Hopefully our staff and the elders will do a better job promoting this program, and we will encourage each other as the year goes by. Our 2015 worship plans our theme this year is "We Are," that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is taken from Romans 15, verse 6. We want to work together as one body in Christ to glorify God in all that we do. I will not be going in detail of each part today. Roy will be speaking on the theme tonight, so and give us more details, and we look forward to his presentation. We will, once again, have a quarterly theme. We'll have a quarterly theme each quarter. We will be passing the bookmarkers out, and on the back of the bookmarker will be our yearly theme as well as our quarterly theme. The first quarter theme will be we are Christ-centered. All things we do, needs to be centered around Christ. Second quarter theme will be taken from Ephesians 5:31. We are family-centered. We need to grow closer as a family, with Christ being our cornerstone. The third quarter theme will be we are mission-centered. We need to be more mission-minded. This is taken from Colossians 1:28. We not only need to be centered around ourselves, but our neighbors, our community, as well as across the street and abroad. As Barry mentioned, that we've taken on another work this year on the mission field with the Eppersons in Lewistown, Montana. Our fourth quarter theme will be we are the love center. We need to show our love for others as well as ourselves, as well as not only our congregation, our own families, but we need to be mindful of others. In November, we'll have a special benevolence day, and we will get more details of that as the year goes about. This year, in our summer series, a few Sundays ago, you were given a survey in your Bible classes, giving you the opportunity to give topics that you'd like for to be presented this year, whether it's from the pulpit here or from the Wednesday evening summer series or Bible classes. So we have a mixture of topics that will be presented to deal with the youth as well as our young professionals, primetime senior adults. And so some of the topics this year would be remember thy creator, disappointments, guiding children to grow in faith, living for God in the senior years, Christian struggles, wisdom of men versus foolishness of God, peer pressure, impact on friends, pressing on, courageous services, service, balance, and confidence and assurance. We're in the process of lining up the topics with the speakers, and hopefully before the month of January is over, we will have that completed. We will have six special Sundays this year. The first one will be dealing with prayer. Dan Winkler from over at Huntington will be our speaker. And we will once again, we'll have our 9 o'clock hour where the speaker will speak, our 10 o'clock worship hour, and then we will have a fellowship and then follow it up with a 12:30 service. June 7th, we will have a missions day with F.H. and Becky Gates here. F.H. and Becky, for many of you know, were our missionaries in Brazil for some 30 years. He and Becky are now located in Middle Tennessee, in Lebanon, Murfreesboro area, and they will be coming, and so we'll find out what they're involved in, about their work they're doing here, as well as the work they're continuing to do in Brazil. August 16th, we will spotlight the youth. Lonnie Jones will be coming. Lonnie is a very popular speaker to the teens, participates in several activities in North Alabama and Middle Tennessee and other areas, and he will be coming and speak on behalf of youth that day. September 13th, we will spotlight the university program. Jeremy Hall, who's a graduate of Freed Hardeman and also now lives in the Middle Tennessee Spring Hill area, he will be coming, and we will have several activities to spotlight the university group on that day. October 18th will be our Mission Emphasis Day, and Larry Waymire will be our speaker. Larry works with the Lexington congregation and also with Haiti and the Caribbean area. He has a preacher training school, which he leads down in that area. And then we'll finish out the year with a benevolence day with John Dale. We'll have some special activities on that day. John is from the Murray, Kentucky area. He's spoken here on several occasions for our senior adult rally, as well as our Wednesday evening summer series. So that is our schedule for the year. We hope that all of you will commit yourselves, and let's make 2015 the best year yet. Let's go to the Father in prayer.
Good morning. I know that you will want to express to our elders who have led us in this special information worship service today your appreciation for the many hours of planning and praying and preparing, not only for today's worship, but also for this entire year. We have another very full year with the Henderson Church, and we're looking forward, with the Lord's blessing and the Lord's leadership of us through His Word and through the leadership of our elders, to have hopefully our greatest year that we have had. Well, the elders have limited me today to 10 minutes. That is to say, they've encouraged me because of the nature of our program. This is not unusual for the first Sunday of the year. So, in conclusion, I want to give you just a little bit of background as to the reading that Keith has just given us as we talk about the grace of giving, focusing upon these particular three ideas very briefly, obviously. Paul is writing the Corinthians, commending them for a lot of qualities, what you could say graces: their faith, their diligence, which is hard work, their love for him and for the mission team of which he's a part, their sincerity. But he commends more than them. He commends the Macedonians, churches like Philippi and places like that, for being generous in giving, and he commends them, and he wants the Corinthians to match the generosity. They certainly had the ability to be generous, but they had made a pledge a year earlier, later in the chapter we're told, about supporting the church, from other passages we know, is in Jerusalem, and they'd not quite lived up to that pledge. And so he says, I want you to fulfill the pledge that you made a year ago. And he says, as you abound in all of these other things, you have all these other qualities: the faith, the devotion, the hard work, the sincerity, speaking the message. Be sure that you abound in this grace also. It is interesting that giving is described in the New Testament as a grace. 8 different times in the New Testament, giving is mentioned as a grace. And when we think of that very word, we think of none other than God the Father and God the Son, as well as God the Spirit, who has led us in learning how to be a generous people. What do we mean by grace is the supreme grace, or giving, rather, is the supreme grace? Well, when you think about, again, the nature of God, when you think about the nature of the Lord Jesus, as again is emphasized in this passage, there is nothing about them. I mean, you can talk about the omnipotence of God, His power, the omniscience of God, His wisdom, His knowledge, the omnipresence of God, He's everywhere present at the same time. You can talk about all of those, but they are not the supreme quality of God. The supreme quality of God is the quality of giving. Grace, by the way, is another word for favor in the New Testament. So the very favor of God is that He gives and He gives and He gives. The Lord says that God is such a generous giver that even those who are not His children are blessed by His daily generosity. He gives everyone the sunshine that we have today as well as the rain that we need. And so all that we have comes from Him. And then Romans 8:32, when He says, if He is not going to withhold from us His only Son, how will He not also give with Him everything we need? Giving on the part of God is the supreme grace, and it should be on the part of His people as well. And with a people blessed as we are in this community, the ability to add all of these facilities that Barry has mentioned and all the programs that Charlie has mentioned, we are a blessed people, and we need to reflect that in our giving. What do we mean by giving as a memorial grace? You remember the story of Cornelius in Acts 10? When an angel appears to Cornelius and says, your prayers and your alms have gone up before God as a memorial. The take I have on that is that we are known by how we give. That is to say, God notices and remembers by how we give. You know, that's true in everyday life. You and I love those who are givers. We do not care nearly as much for those who seem to be only getters. That is to say that they are bent on getting as much as they can from people rather than seeing how much they can give. Those quiet heroes of Scripture that really are heroes and heroines are many times the people who have given the most. When Mary of Bethany anointed the Lord's head with oil right before He would go to the cross, that was a gift that cost a year's income. When you have the giving of Barnabas in the early church that inspired so many others to give of what they could, to give all that they could, that is an example of generosity. When you think of Dorcas and the tremendous weeping that there was over her premature death because of all that she had done with her hands, always giving. We've had so many people inspired by examples like that. We need to be inspired by those examples too. It is a memorial before God, our giving, the grace of giving. And then when we talk about a revealing grace, Matthew 6, 19 and 20, in the heart of the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord says, don't be laying up treasures for yourself upon the earth. And that does not mean that we're not supposed to be concerned about paying our bills and being responsible for our debts and being able to provide for our older age as well as raising families and all of those kinds of things. It's just not what we're about. It's just not the number one priority. Our number one priority is seeing how much that we can return to the Lord for allowing us to do all of these things, to have our homes, to have our work, to have our families, to have our opportunities and our challenges. And the way we do that reveals who we really are. And so we reflect what our character is all about by the way that we give. Again, God reveals His own nature by constant giving. Even today, he is providing the opportunity throughout the world and really everywhere the gospel is being preached for people to come to him, to respond to him, and to be saved as a result of his outpouring of love. So when we think about the supreme grace, when we think about the memorial grace, when we think about the revealing grace, what really should characterize the people of God more than the total giving of oneself? It's not just about money. It's about your time. It's about your commitment. It's about your ability. It's about using your effort to support all of these programs that have been outlined by our elders. It's about doing whatever we can to further the cause of the Lord's church right here, as well as in all of these places that we pray about, that some of us have the opportunity to visit during the course of the year, and to be a part of those works as well. We need to be an even more giving people. So, really, in conclusion, some vital questions. Are we giving our best? I'd like you to ask yourself, as we certainly have asked, are we doing our best? Are we giving our best? Are we giving out of habit, or are we giving out of the gratitude of our hearts? The collection basket is passed, as you know, every Lord's Day. That can be a habit, or it can be seen as the opportunity yet again to give. Have you noticed how little ones give when the basket comes? They're excited about being able to participate in worship and putting something in the basket. So should our gratitude be filled, our hearts be filled with gratitude. Are we increasing our giving as we are blessed annually? And are we growing in this grace? Paul says, abound, grow in this grace, just like all the other graces that characterize you as a people. We have so many of those graces here. Let's again have as one of our goals for this year, the growing in the grace of giving. We need no greater example than what Paul gives us in this reading. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, who though he was rich, became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. There's not a one of us in the spiritual sense that is not rich today if we've taken advantage of the blood of Christ. There's not a one of us really that is not materially rich, not in comparison to Fortune magazine or Forbes or some of those kinds of things. Those people will be coming and going. The thing that's really important in the eyes of the Lord is laying up treasures for yourself in heaven by seeing how much you can give back to him. And the benefit of giving back to him is that there are more people that are added to the church. There are more people who are helped in terms of evangelism, teaching, and benevolence. All of us are encouraged the more that we give. It begins by the giving of ourselves, confessing our faith in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, repenting of our sins, being buried with him in the waters of baptism for the forgiveness of sins, taking our place in the church, adding our names to not only the membership role, but the active role of doing the work of the local church. So let's resolve today that we'll be even more committed in 2015 than we ever have been before. And may the Lord bless us, help us to abound in this grace also. If you need to come to the Lord today, he's waiting to welcome you while we stand and while we sing.